The headlines say the Republicans are trying to downplay their defeat in three recent House elections.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
What catches my attention is the word downplay. When did play down become downplay? Well, I happen to be in a position to tell you about a strange language called cablice. Way back in the 1930s, when most of you listeners weren't born yet, I worked for the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. In those days, messages from abroad were transmitted by cablegram, by Western Union, RCA, and commercial cable. We paid by the word, and even though we paid a reduced press rate, it was still 5 cents a word, which in those days was real money. And so we found devices to reduce the number of words we used. Using Latin prefixes was one way. We might say, refugee arrived London ex Warsaw, signed baggage, and leaving pro-uni states soonest. We combined words. Pick up became uppick, and play down became downplay. I recall that when our London correspondent overfiled, that is, used too many words at these high rates, our editor sent him an angry cable which read, "Pro Christ's sake, offlay." That's two words. Few of these ingenious telescope words survived the introduction of the teletype, where one paid not by the word but by the minute. But downplay was adopted into the language, and hardly anyone ever says play down anymore. I just thought I would remind you of one contribution uppicked from the cablice language that we spoke pro-saving money some 70 years ago. This is Daniel Shore off-signing.
You're listening to NPR News.